All right.
That's enough about rejoicing in one another's merits. Let's go on to point eight. I won't say too much about this. It's short and sweet, or maybe short and not so sweet. This point is, don't argue, discuss. Now, what's the difference between arguing and discussing? It's quite simple. When you get into an argument proper, what you're concerned with is to win. You want to beat the other person. You want to defeat the other person in argument, in discussion. But the aim of discussion is to establish the truth of the matter, to find out the truth of the matter, to find it out between you, to find it out cooperatively, just you two, or three or four, as the case may be. You're concerned with finding out the truth. You're not thinking in competitive terms. You're not trying to beat the other person, or to confuse the other person, or confute the other person. You're just trying to get at the truth of the matter, or at least trying to understand the matter, even if you can't get at the truth of it. But in argument, you're just concerned to win. If you're not very careful, what starts off as a genuine discussion can become an argument. And it's very difficult sometimes to tell where the one passes over into the other. Very difficult indeed. And you can find yourself deep in a real argument in a very unpleasant way, with having had no intention of doing that sort of thing to begin with at all. You sometimes just find yourself sliding into it. You don't quite know how. So be very, very alert. Be very careful about this. And when you do enter into a discussion, especially a discussion where it's a subject that both of you have, or all of you have strong feelings about, be very careful that it doesn't degenerate into an argument. There'll always be the possibility of argument so long as ego is there. Ego will always tend to try to creep in, to smuggle itself into discussion. And when that happens, the discussion will turn, unfortunately, into argument. So don't argue, discuss.